Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Well, the final Saturday night before the big Christmas holiday. Welcome to New York. It's so glad to have you with us. We're so glad to have you with us. Oh, wait a second. I'm not supposed to be wearing this. Well, wait a minute. How does it look? Let me see. No, let's see. We'll go with or without the hat, guys. For the TV. Hat? No hat, Jackie. What Ivan said? Oh, you're getting all quiet now? When Steven's here and healthy, Jackie's like Miss Chatty in the background. Yeah, well, that's what they always say. Laughing at his joke. Now it's just me, and it's all quiet. I don't understand what that is. Anyway, yeah, did you see Steven? He wanted to be here. He's not here tonight, so we have big, giant photo Steven sitting in for him. He's not going to talk very much, but at least he's here. So we thought. 888-340-3373. This is the final Saturday before the big Christmas holiday, and I hope that you plan on having a good time with your family and friends. I am not convinced that the hat, for the purposes of television, should in fact be on my head. I can't make up my mind. I'll go without it for a while. Here, Elf, you hold the hat for a while. And normally at this time of year, when we get into the final holiday, and by the way, right after we're done with tonight's broadcast, the Extreme Media crew is going to get wild at our Christmas party. Yeah, we might even dance a jig or something. It's just going to be nuts. But it'll be the fourth Christmas party I think I've been to in the last week. And it's just that time of year when you expect everything to be lighthearted, not very serious in the news world. You don't expect to have a ton of, like, national security implications from things that are going on, especially from Seth Rogen and James Franco. Genuinely, probably two of the least talented actors that ever, well, in recent years. Well, I don't know. Some people think Seth Rogen's pretty funny. James Franco? Come on. What kind of threat does he pose to anyone? And yet we have to step around and step onto the very sensitive feelings of a childhood dictator who doesn't seem to. Well, he just flat out disappeared for a while. Do you remember that a few months ago? Like they said he had some sort of disease. Literally, he was retaining water in his ankles, which I thought only pregnant women did. But evidently, perfectly healthy North Korean dictators can do it, too. But he was walking around. Saturday Night Live did a sketch about that. That's how goofy and weird it was that he was not seen in public because of the water retention that Kim Jong-un was having in his ankles. And then in the sketch, he broke his feet because he was walking on them too much, and it got really goofy after that. Anyway, so the big story this week turned out to be something I didn't want to talk about at all, and yet I'm afraid we're going to have to talk about it. This movie would have done, it would have opened okay. It would have been one of those silly, stupid comedy films that, you know, people talked about for a little while and then just quickly disappeared out of it. And then they would have brought it to DVD, and the really hardcore Seth Rogen and James Franco fans would have flocked to iTunes and to the DVD stores to get the product. And, of course, now Sony saying they're not going to release it at all. And people that have never commented on a Seth Rogen film or its cultural importance or the value it has to society at large, people like smart people like Jonah Goldberg from National Review Online and others, they're all writing opinion pieces about this. Because, friends, I think there's more to this story than what I may have initially realized going into it last week. So we're going to talk about that. Also, another big, see, this is holiday week. This is the week that Christmas is coming, and there's normally not that much news that goes on right now. So what does the president do? He goes out and says, I'm going to unilaterally resolve relationships with Cuba. Well, we got to talk about that because there's some maybe upsides, downsides, not so good sides, backwards, forwards. Then we've got some other great things to discuss. Have you ever thought about what might happen if God actually tried to judge people directly? Like, say they robbed a bank, and then they were leading people, the police, on a high-speed chase trying to get away. Wouldn't it be just wild if one day God just bolt of lightning, and they're no longer there? What would it look like if God exacted justice on all the wrongdoers at the moment that they were trying to escape responsibility? We might have video of such a thing. We might have audio of such a thing. We'll get to that at some point. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is about this time of year, but there's a new predator. There's a new aggressive band of burglars. You could call them a gang. You've seen the movie Home Alone. You know the Wet Bandits. You know they want to be known for something. Well, these guys kind of look like bandits. But the newest threat to stalk and create fear and terror in the heart of New York City. We will explain to you who they are. And believe it or not, it has nothing to do with policemen or the mayor or social justice. So we've got some interesting things to talk about. I want to get to some breaking news, though, on this Saturday. I just realized this when we turned on the internets, the interwebs, before we got on the air this afternoon. Four detainees. This is breaking news, top of the hour. Four detainees have been released from Gitmo and will be sent home. And this has sparked a debate not only in Washington but in other places. Now, of course, the outgoing Secretary of Defense did not sign off on this particular move. And there's some speculation that maybe that's why he's no longer Secretary of Defense. But we got to get to all that, and we will before we're done. Now, why is it just McCullough on Baldwin McCullough tonight? Well, we're planning the Extreme Media Christmas Party to take place immediately following tonight's broadcast. And for those of you watching the 11 p.m. release, you just do the math. That's pretty late where you are. But it's the funniest thing because we got everybody together last week and we said, okay, next week we're going to do the Christmas party. We get together, all of us get together. Everybody, check your calendar. TV director Nick, can you go? Check my calendar. Yes, I can go. In fact, if we go early enough, I can go to another Christmas party instead. Well, obviously, if we're not done till 1 in the morning, that's not going to really work out for director Nick very well, is it? The new what used to be young man Ivan has now become consummate family man Ivan, and he's like, oh, I think we can. And then he texts me this afternoon, Jackie, I don't know, is this fair or not? I don't know what if I did the right thing. He's like, can we bring the newborn to the Christmas party? Now, see, the reason I'm asking Jackie's opinion on this is because last night I was at a Christmas party that was designed for my local radio station here in New York, and they invited the staff. They didn't invite the spouses, but they invited clients. Now, I thought the purpose of the Christmas party was to take your spouse, get hammered, and make fun of the clients. I thought that's the reason you did the Christmas party. Now, of course, I would never participate in such a thing, Atlantic Stewardship Bank or MyPillow. I love you guys to death. But I thought that's what the purpose of the staff Christmas party was if you worked in media. Evidently, that's not the way it works. So tonight, I have this quandary. Do I let little baby Jack accompany the Kenyon? By the way, we invited the spouses to the Christmas party at the Extreme Media Christmas party. But in that, now do I invite the newborns? Because, see, I think Jackie as a hot single lady in New York City these days, she may not want her Christmas party being decluttered by poopy diapers and whiny kids. But all that to say, we're going to get together and have some time and wish each other Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. And I hope you do the same. But we've got a lot to get to. And if you're joining us, the phone number, as always, is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you can't get through, leave a voicemail message. We listen to all of them. Or if you'd like to email us tonight, you can just email Kevin. That's kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. But we've got a lot to have a lot to get to, including breaking news today on this new Gitmo release of some detainees. I'll give you all the details on that coming up. And then some of the biggest stories of the week, and I don't know, maybe a unique way to interpret them in your little life tonight, Saturday night, here on Baldwin McCullough Live. If you want to stay in touch with us, Facebook, we're on it, Twitter, on it. You can send us your email as well, kmcradio@gmail.com. Stay with us, live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God, February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
All right, we're glad you're with us. It's the final Baldwin McCullough episode before Christmas 2014, and we're glad that you're with us. Thank you for being here. And brought to you in cooperation tonight with the fine people at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, in fact, came to see me this week. He wanted to see the Bob Seger concert that took place, and so I think he and Joe Piscopo, who does a local morning show on one of the stations that carries us here in New York City, and 20,000 other friends of Bob Seger's stopped by to see the icon in concert. But before he went to the concert, he stopped by and he wished the listeners to the Baldwin McCullough broadcast and the Kevin McCullough shows a very Merry Christmas. And he said, Kevin, I want you to tell the folks something very special. He said, it's been such an incredible year for us. They have sold over 5 million pillows to help people get better sleep. They have literally hundreds of thousands of testimonials of people that were having terrible time getting sleep beforehand. They started using the MyPillow. Now they get deep, restorative sleep every night. And he said, it's just been such a celebration. He said, it's been such a joy. He said, we're just going to keep extending that 50% off everything in the store through the end of the year sale. So here's the thing. If you want to make a New Year's resolution for yourself that you can keep, and the reason you can keep it is because it doesn't have anything to do with you. Have you ever noticed all the resolutions that have anything to do with you, you usually don't follow through on? Make a resolution that you can keep because it's guaranteed. And here's the resolution. Get better sleep, get better health in 2015 through the use of a little piece of technology that will get you REM cycle sleep every night you use it. That's been my personal experience. It's called MyPillow. MyPillow was technologically designed to help keep your cervical nerves around your neck and shoulders in place. And that keeps you from getting sleep interruptions, and that allows you to get the deepest restorative sleep you've ever gotten. Here's what I want you to do. Don't take my word for it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it yourself. They're going to give you 60-day money-back guarantee for any reason you want, and they will warranty the pillow for a full 10 years, meaning if it even goes flat 9 years and 7 months down the road, you send it back. They're going to send you a brand new one. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. But use the promo code KMC when you do this. It's very important that you use the promo code. The promo code will give you the 50% off. Now, you've also heard me talk about the bed topper. It's like getting a brand new bed, even on top of a really crummy mattress. It's like a brand new bed, and it costs like, I don't know, one-tenth the price of a brand new bed. Same guarantee. You don't like it, return it, and they will warranty it for years to come. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. All right, some breaking news this afternoon. From the Pentagon, they announced Saturday afternoon that it had released four Afghan detainees at the Guantanamo Detention Center to their home country. President Obama's most recent effort to reduce the detainee population toward his goal of closing the facility. Now, remember, that was a goal he made as a candidate in 2008, that he was going to close it shortly after coming to power. Of course, I said then in my book, No, He Can't, that he wouldn't, and he hasn't, and he's probably still not going to. But these four detainees will be given to the government of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan and reducing the number of Gitmo detainees to 132, including eight Afghans. The four were released after the Interagency Guantanamo Review Task Force conducted a comprehensive review, including whether they were a security risk as directed by the President's January 22, 2009 executive order. U.S. officials said they were cleared as a kind of reconciliation and an indication of improved U.S.-Afghan relations, and that the exchange is a sign of confidence in the new Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani. There is no requirement that the Afghan government further detain the man, identified as Mohammed Zahir, Swahili Khan, Abdul Ghani, and Ki Ali Gul. The facility in Guantanamo, Cuba, was opened in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here's what they did. Evidently, the apology tour that the president started his run with back in 2009, he went to different places and he bowed to foreign leaders and he said, I'm sorry America's been so stuck on making America safe for our own citizens. I know it's really obnoxious of us to try to take care of ourselves, but I'm sorry. We just had people that were really focused on the welfare of Americans, and we made some rules and said we were going to go after some people if they tried to kill us, and we shouldn't have done that. We should just let them kill us. I'm very sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. It looks like he's going out on the same trajectory. I just want to rewind the tape a little bit. Last year, or earlier this year, we traded for one traitor to be given the right to come back. Five Gitmo detainees that were extremely dangerous men. Five of the key, I don't know, executioners of the 9/11 attacks. Five of the key leaders for Al-Qaeda. The only further punishment they got after being in our facility for that amount of time, the only other punishment they got was they had to be detained in Qatar for 1 year. Where, by the way, they've already been entertaining guests of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all kinds of other people coming to them saying, hey, you know, it's too bad you're held up here in this like huge luxury hotel. You know, it's really bad. We need you out on the battlefield to kill more Americans. I don't really have any confidence in hearing the Pentagon or the administration say, well, these four detainees that we let go, we gave them to the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. Why now? Why? What's the demanding need to let these guys go? Administration officials speaking on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly say more transfers are expected in the coming weeks. Those remaining include 64 possibly approved for transfer. The four Afghans have long been approved for transfer. The move sparked debate in Washington. Outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel did not sign off after General John F. Campbell, the top American commander in Afghanistan, raised concerns they could pose a danger to the troops in the country. See, we still have guys there. We still have guys there. Obama's own Secretary of Defense did not sign off on this plan. So what is the big hurry? What is the big, we got to get this done, we've got to push this through, we got to get these guys back out there? What's the hurry? I don't know. But it's been done. And that's what happened today. All right, we got a lot of other things that happened this week that I want to touch on, including the whole idea of our relationship to this greater war on terror with extremely unreasonable people, like the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. A lot that happened this week in relationship to how they basically tried to shut down the American economy, the American movie business. And to some degree, we're successful, at least on one element. We'll talk about all of that and more as we continue. It's our very special last episode before Christmas edition of the Baldwin McCullough Show, live from New York. And we're glad you're with us. Stay with us.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, we're festive. Yeah, we're having a good time. Yes, if you're watching on Biz TV on some 66 million households across the country, I'm wearing my Christmas outfit, my green sweater. I feel like Mr. Rogers. And my peppermint shirt and my, what is this, a Scottish tartan tie. Anyway, it's very festive. I don't ever look quite this weird, except around the holidays. And I kind of embrace it. It's kind of like, hey, nobody else is that bold. I will be. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us on radio and TV across the country. And the phone number, as always, 888-340-3373. The email address, also effective tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, if you want to send me something. I don't let anybody else read those. I read those myself. You know, a lot of broadcasting stars, they have staff to do that. I don't know if you realize this. You send something to Brian Wilson at NBC, he probably doesn't read it. I know. I hate to tell you that. Probably crestfallen by it because you were counting on Brian Wilson reading your actual email. In fact, I'm not even sure it ever gets to his computer. I'm pretty sure that they have a whole room of people that are just there reading Brian Wilson's email. But nonetheless, we at Bald and McCullough actually read our own email. And your thoughts on any of the topics we talk about will be thoroughly read. And if you want to weigh in on Facebook, that's an even more public way. You can get some debate going. Facebook.com/KMC01 is mine. And Stephen Baldwin 7 is the Facebook for Stephen Baldwin. But Stephen's not. Oh, thank you, Jackie, for reminding me. Not that you did. He's not here tonight. Let's see. We have. Publicity photo, Stephen, sitting here being quiet, minding his own business. Now, I get a call about 20 minutes before the show, and it's Mrs. Stephen Baldwin, the lovely Kenya Baldwin, and she truly is one of the most spectacular women on the planet. Aside from my own lovely bride, I think she's like, you know, right up there. And she's like, Kev, first of all, you have to know Kenya a little bit to appreciate this, but she's like, hi, how you doing? Merry Christmas. Are you guys okay? How's the baby? How's the lovely bride? How's the little boys? Hey, yeah, we got to have you up for dinner. Kenya, was there something you needed? Yes. Stephen is blowing chunks out the bathroom window. And he's barfing. I've never seen him barf so much. I don't know how many times she said, maybe she didn't say barf. Maybe she said throw it. Anyway, she indicated that he was in kind of a repetitive motion of regurgitating things from his stomach. And I said, you know what? Let's just let Stephen stay home tonight. Because as much as I'd love to see him and wish him a Merry Christmas, I really don't want to have any of that anywhere near these guys. So he's at home. He's in bed. He may be watching this safely tonight, hopefully very comfortable. But bro, you did the right thing. Don't get anywhere near well people when you're feeling like that. So that's where he is. He's not with us tonight, and we're sad because we wanted to wish him a Merry Christmas, have him wish you a Merry Christmas, have him show up at the Christmas party. He's hit 1 out of 4, I think, so far. Is that what we're batting? Tonight will be 1 out of 4. So anyway, we'll see you next time, Stephen. Next year, hopefully, you'll make the Christmas party. Baldwin McCullough Live, so pray for him if you're a praying person because he's not feeling well. The top news of the day, the Pentagon releasing another 4 detainees at Gitmo, and there's a lot of controversy about it, so much so that the outgoing Secretary of Defense of the administration that is in power didn't agree with it and didn't sign off on it. Now, I'm curious about something. How do you get to do something when the Secretary of Defense doesn't sign off on it? Oh, maybe the president just told him to do it. Oh, maybe it was one of those things. Kind of dictatorial and how it came down, you know, the tyrant. Am I getting my stories confused? Because I'm thinking about North Korea while I say that. I'm sorry. Which is the other big story this week. And I'm curious as to your thoughts about this. Because I was all over the place. First part of the week, I keep hearing about, actually for several weeks, I've heard about this movie coming out, The Interview. It's a stupid, stupid story premise. These two supposedly hot-to-trot TV producers get to do an interview with Kim Jong-il. Evidently, he likes their show, invites them to North Korea to come spend time with him and to do a behind-the-scenes... Picture 60 minutes interviewing Kim Jong-un. You know, Morley Safer, sitting there about to die, and he... So he's going to... But while they're there, the CIA says, while you're there, you're going to be like face-to-face with him, and sometimes you're going to be alone with him. Why don't you just take him out? Why don't you just assassinate him? And that's the premise of the movie. Now, this, for whatever reason, caused a lot of controversy. And when I talked about it this week on some other radio broadcast, someone emailed me and said, Kev, what if the tables were turned? What if somebody did a movie about sending... people to America to assassinate our president. I'm like, you mean like half the movies that have been made in particular genres over the last few years? What was that Harrison Ford, Jack Ryan thing where they tried? No, it wasn't Jack Ryan. It's just Air Force One. Yeah, they were trying to kill Air Force One. Anyway, we'll pick up the conversation. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. Stay with us.
there's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's a live version of KMC and the silent Stevie B. This is just his headshot sitting here next to me. It's a very depressing final broadcast before Christmas Day. But we're glad you're with us. No, Stevie's he's not feeling well, so pray for him. Like when his wife called me to tell me the volumes that he has vomited, that is not a pleasant conversation. And so I'm just going to take her at her word that he is sick. And is not with us tonight. Like he took my word that I had car trouble 2 weeks ago. Anyway, glad you're with us on a Saturday night. The phone number 888-340-3373. If you can't get through, leave a message or send us an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. The group responsible for the Sony Pictures hack that we've been talking about, this stupid movie from Seth Rogen and James Franco, has apparently sent a new message that now mocks the FBI for its investigation into the cyber attack. An email claiming to be from the Guardians of Peace, the group that took credit for last month's attack on Sony systems. And if you're just catching up to speed on this, so here's what happened. They were going to make this movie. They were going to mock Kim Jong-il. It was going to release this week, Christmas Day. And they started threatening the people that are behind this attack. So started threatening the movie makers. And they then hacked the entire Sony database. They got emails from the executives. I mean, emails from executives saying dumb, dumb things. Like, there's this one guy who put it in writing to other executives saying, yeah, don't hire Denzel Washington because as a black man, he doesn't sell well overseas. Okay, general rule of thumb, Sony executives, just free advice here. I don't do your job, so, who am I? But I wouldn't use the term black man and sell in the same sentence. That's just not cool anymore. But that's what they did. Those guys, their jobs are done. I'm sure that they're going to be fired before all of this is done. 12,000 additional emails got leaked last week from the hackers, revealing more damaging, embarrassing information. And this is all what they have threatened to do if Sony went through with the release of the interview. Now, as I've already said repeatedly, this movie looks mind-numbingly stupid. But in addition to that, there's a lot of other principles behind what's going on here that I think make it a very important reality in terms of what has occurred. It's not because I defend this movie, but because I think it sends a dangerous message for us in any way to have American culture, society, life, public policy. Policy in the commercial marketplace be dictated by foreign powers loyal to other countries. And that's in essence, friends, what's happened, is it not? I mean, if this group had not said, we have all your private information, Sony, and we're going to embarrass you beyond belief, and just as a tease, here's 10,000 and then 12,000 emails that we'll just release to the public. If this hadn't happened, this movie would be being released. Now, on Friday, there were a couple of people that I was having conversation with, and they were, like, mixed on this. There was one guy that was just like, well, why couldn't they just have made the movie about a fictional foreign leader? And I'm like, I don't know. Why did the guy that did the movie about George W. Bush getting assassinated, why did he do it about the real George W. Bush? Why, when we've had other storylines about the president getting assassinated, why did they pick some other country or something? See, I think most Americans can separate fictional film and the narrative that's told in that from, what is going on in real life. But for some reason, the North Korean regime, very, very ouchy, touchy, bothered by the fact that someone would dare to have a plot, even in a comedy, to assassinate their leader. Now, just to give you an idea of just how ridiculous this film is, I've had Nick prepare the trailer. I will warn you in advance, there's some crass humor in this trailer. Maybe some double entendre, depending on how you interpret certain things. But so I just want you to be aware of it. But this is the inanity. This is how simply ridiculous this film is. And I want you to ask yourself the question once you hear it and view it: is it why did they even bother? Because this thing would have hit the direct to DVD shelf within about a 3 weeks time span, and now, and I anticipate that it will be released someday. I anticipate that this will become public, etc. But you'll see just how little they had to worry about. Go ahead and roll it.
Hello, who this?
This is the Secretary of Communication for North Korea. Our Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, is interested in doing an interview with Dave Skylark.
Oh, my God.
We will meet 50 kilometers west of Dangdong, northeastern China.
Did you just say China? And did you just say Dong?
3 weeks from tonight, I will be traveling to Pyongyang, North Korea, to interview President Kim Jong-un.
Mr. Rappaport, I am Agent Lacey with Central Intelligence.
You two are going to be in a room alone with Kim,
and the CIA would love it if you could take him out. Take him out.
For coffee?
Dinner.
For kimchi?
No, take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What? Hello, North Korea!
I've watched every episode of your show in preparation for this interview. I particularly enjoyed the Miley Cyrus chemical episode.
Wow.
Very deep.
Very deep. Yes, yeah, she has quite a hearty moose knuckle.
Gentlemen, you are entering into the most dangerous country on Earth. Please remember, Kim Jong-un is a master manipulator.
I have a gift for you.
Oh, the dog is killing me with cuteness.
He's a crazy cute.
I wish we had an escape plan.
Why don't we go to Japan?
Well, because it's across the Sea of Japan.
Why don't we swim?
Can't swim that.
Oh, I'm a good swimmer.
It's really, really far.
People have done it.
Nope.
Yep, Michael Phelps did it.
That's not true.
Nice tank! Is that real?
It was a gift to my grandfather from Stalin.
In my country, it's pronounced Stallone.
All right, so there's just a taste of what they've got lined up on this thing. Now, as you can tell, there's nothing serious here. This is supposed to be slapstick, completely, probably in some parts, debauched humor that is designed to kind of make fun of this Cold War that exists between North Korea and the United States. This caused some sort of scary threat to the North Korean regime, and as a result, they have launched a cyber war on us, and our response has been, in my opinion, less than impressive. I'll tell you why when we continue. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We are with you every Saturday night, and so glad you can be with us live from New York. Stephen's out tonight sick. Kevin, glad to be with you. Coming right back. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're watching on the Biz Television Network, a shot of Fifth Avenue, and I've got to tell you, we had some friends that were in town this week. They don't always come to New York, but when they do, they enjoy coming at this time of year, and I said to them, you know, this is the rockin' right time to come to New York City right over Christmas. It's one of the few big cities in North America that still gets all gaga about Christmas. I mean, the Radio City Music Hall here, for example, still does a big live nativity scene at the end of their Christmas Spectacular show. And you don't see that everywhere, especially in this really secular day and age that we're in. It's kind of cool. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Baldwin McCullough Live is the show. And Stevie B, he's a little bit on the quiet side tonight because he's just all not feeling so good. So you can, he's just not really very animated at all tonight. So he'll join us again live in person next week. But we're glad to have you with us tonight. We're talking about the biggest story of the news week, which normally would have been the president saying that it's time to normalize relations with Cuba. That would have been the landmark shocker. The reason that it's not really tells you about the new day and age that we live in. Because if a group of private individuals can be hired by a foreign power to hack into a computer system to basically steal all the secrets, make them public, and force that multi-billion-dollar company to its knees to do what it wants to do, friends, are any of us safe? 888-340-3373 or kmcradio at gmail.com if you've got an idea on that. But honest to goodness, the idea that somebody could, with a couple of strokes of the keyboard, break into the database for Sony Films, Sony Pictures, and create such PR press havoc for them that they end up having to pull a feature that they expected would be somewhere in the range of a $200 million profit. Now they're probably going to eat $200 million in the negative in not releasing it. The reaction to this has been kind of interesting all over the board. The president did absolutely nothing to come to their aid, and then late in the week criticized Sony for not standing up for itself. I've got an idea. If I was president, this is, and I know that there's some objectionable material in the film, but if I was the president, what I would have done is hosted the debut premiere of the film on the White House lawn. To an open-air city, I'd invite the networks to come broadcast it on TV. I would have made so much fun of the North Korean state. But, friends, they threatened 9/11-style attacks against our theaters, which nobody believes that they have the ability to pull off. And we cowered. We completely cowered into our little shell. And we're like, no, 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 no. We're not going to do anything to make you mad. I don't recognize that country. That is not the country that we were following the 9/11 attacks. So I hope that we correct course on that soon. Anyway, lots more to come in hour two. You stay with us from New York. Merry Christmas. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to Alka.